Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
869-1093. And the parents of Wichita are agreeing with me. Go ahead, Mom.
I had a child at 14, and my mom did not allow any boys in the house.
Oh.
I feel like either way it goes, I mean, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. If they choose to make bad choices, they're going to choose it. You can't stop them. All you can do is try to instill some wisdom in your kids.
You know, and the point is well made. If that's ultimately what they want to do, they're going to find a way to make something happen. I mean,
yes.
And like you said, you got pregnant at the age of 14, and it had nothing to do with homework or a kid being in your bedroom.
Yes.
100%. I'm saying we have to show them that there's some trust, and just because you're hanging out with a boy doesn't mean I'm going to assume the worst all the time. I'm going to be checking on them. And okay. She's saying it really has nothing to do with that. They're going to find a way regardless.
Okay, Mom, you got pregnant at 14. Would you let your 13-year-old daughter have a boyfriend in the bedroom with the door closed at your house now?
Doing homework.
Probably not.
Thank you. Thank you. Case closed.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Mom. I appreciate it. See, this stuff is happening, Carla, and you need to get your hands around it. 869-1093. Go ahead.
No, he don't need to be even in the house because, you know, boys, you know what they want when they coming around. And you know the girls are even worse of today. They shouldn't even be in the house together. Where they need to be is at the school doing their homework.
Yeah.
Or have their mother and father at the table sitting with them. I don't agree with all that because kids is lying and they sneaky.
Oh.
You felt the pain in her voice. She was not playing.
You trust a 13-year-old? They gonna tell you anything they want just to get it on with it. You know, they won't choose everything. These kids are fast today.
You're saying the same thing, just in different words.
I'm not. I don't think. Mm-hmm. I think the majority of kids are good kids. And the majority of kids are oblivious to what she's talking about. I mean, they don't understand a lot of things. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think they're real good, too. But when it comes to just getting it on with each other, they're attracted to each other. All that good stuff goes straight out the window.
They can't help themselves, huh?
They can't.
Okay. Damn, that sounds like adults.
And that's all you see on TV is sex.
Okay, Mom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gee, she does not like kids.
Damn.
Did you hear her voice?
You know, she's handing out pow-pows all day.
Dripping with
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.